Hi, this is Mistress Lily, and today I'm sharing Barbados travel tips for strong swimmers. The Prime Minister's office is your gateway to shipwreck reefs. Your journey begins the same way as my tips for beginning and moderate swimmers. You'll be taking a taxi from the inside of the port all the way to the Prime Minister's office at $5 USD per person one way at the time of this audio. Carefully cross the street to the beach and walk towards the surf. Unlike some of my other ocean adventure tips, though, your day involves an epic snorkel safari hunting down and exploring multiple shipwreck reefs offshore. Make sure to bring a snorkel, mask, and fins. Diagonally on your left, about 150 to 200 yards offshore, there are about 6 shipwrecks that are slowly being taken over by reef and sea life. Excursion tours typically unload their snorkelers almost right on top of the ships if you want to find the wrecks fast. Do not touch the coral or sea fans. I don't care what you might see some idiots doing. Don't. The oil in your skin can damage them, and your touch can break them, causing damage that can take decades to fix since coral grows so slowly. Also, quite a few corals can defend themselves with a nasty sting when touched, especially the notorious and aptly named fire coral. It's the mustard-colored coral that everyone avoids. You can easily spend more than 2 hours exploring the shipwrecks and watching the dozens of different species of colorful tropical fish that call them home, but never lose sight of the fact that you still have to swim several hundred yards back to the beach. Something to keep in mind is the current will try to draw you out to sea. Don't rely on having any help from the ocean and getting pushed into shore. You'll be fighting the undertow all the way back to the beach. The further out you swim, the longer you explore, the harder the battle to get back. Swim at your own risk and always keep in mind your level of fitness and fatigue. For marathon swimmers, those who have strength and endurance to spare, see the sea turtles and the wrecks in one outing. Just be aware that you'll be swimming for hours in occasionally treacherous cross currents, and you'll need quite a bit of stamina for the swim back. James and I spent an hour with the sea turtles, 3 hours exploring the wreck, and about 30 minutes prowling the shallows before heading back to the ship. That's about 4.5 hours of non-stop swimming. It was an awesome but exhausting day. Then, take a break for some retail therapy while you flag a taxi to head back to the ship. At only about $10 out of pocket per person round trip, it's hard to beat for a do-it-yourself Barbados experience where you can spend as much time exploring the different shipwreck reefs as you like. It also leaves you plenty of flex room in your vacation budget to support the local craftsmen, restaurateurs, and businesses if you'd like to grab some souvenirs, eats, or shopping during your visit. This is Mistress Lily. Feel free to give me a call at 1-800-601-6975. Let's swap some travel tips. Or visit my blog at eroticbomistress.com.